Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And we are joined in the studio today by WCHL's own Bo Fader to help us out with Kids Q today. Bo, how are you?
I'm swell. How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing good. First time doing Kids Q, yeah, so welcome.
Pretty excited.
Yeah, first week at WCHL.
It's
too,
true.
Right?
It's
yeah,
been officially. A great week so far.
How's
it's
it been
awesome.
Going? Yeah, you have to say that because you're in the studio.
Right, yeah.
But off mic, we'll get the real
right,
scoop.
Yeah, I'll show you the bruises.
So how has it been going?
Oh, really good. Thanks. Yeah. it's a great crew, and I feel super welcome and. I mean, it can't go any easier.
Yeah. Well, we'll change that. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I don't know. I think I'm ready.
We kind of roped Bo into this a few minutes ago, so we're looking forward to it. All right, everyone, get around the radio. Here is today's question, and it's for everyone. If you could change the color and shape of clouds, what would you make them look like?
Oh man, that is a good question.
Yeah. Usually like this, the kind of like white to gray spectrum for
right.
clouds. So you've got the whole spectrum to go with.
I think my first thought here was square.
Okay.
And hot pink.
Hot pink square clouds
yeah.
in the sky.
Maybe
all right.
The blue. If the sky was still light blue, I think hot pink
that's
squares
pretty good.
Would look
yeah, like a nice contrast
right.
between the two. Yeah.
Exactly.
Look like an 80s dance club
right.
a little
like,
bit. Yeah.
I'm a product of the 80s. I think that would be pretty
square,
cool.
Why square, though?
I'm just going with the flow. I have no clue. I'm trying to tap into my inner 8-year-old.
Are we going with just like are they cubes
no,
or
I think,
are they just
I think
like
they're
flat
fluffy
squares?
Cubes. I think they're fluffy cubes.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
I think it's still kind of roundy edges, but you know, I'm thinking about how I would draw them and they would be kind of they'd be square but fluffy.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah. Are they all basically the same different sizes?
Ooh,
same
varying
shape?
Sizes.
Okay. But yeah. all fluffy cubes.
All
right?
Fluffy cubes.
All Fluffy
yeah,
Cubes.
Which is also
clouds.
The name of my new band, by the way. The Fluffy Cubes.
If you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, and see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main, works with an X, and use the hashtag KidsQ. All Fluffy Clouds will be playing at the Cradle sometime
yeah, soon.
Yeah,
next month. Check it out. It's one man show.
Bo Fader, thank you so much.
Thank you.